Om Shanti. Yes, this topic of dealing with sanskars in the self and in others, it's of course very relevant to us all, and I think it's a great topic especially for Brij Mohan Bhai, because he's had a lifelong experience on this spiritual journey right at the heart of the Yagya. And I've known him for 35 years, slightly more actually, 36 years, something like that. And one of the, as well as what Pavitraben was saying about his humour and his depth, but he's also very honest and natural. And this is a special quality that I think a lot of us could really learn from, because he's mixed with top people through his work in Delhi, but he's always himself. He's never trying to be something else. He's never even trying to be spiritual, in inverted commas. You know, he just is spiritual. Gyan and yoga are in him. And I find that normality something that is extremely, extremely attractive. And I'd like to know what understandings lie behind those qualities. Is it Gyan and yoga that has allowed you to be so natural, or have you always been so natural? Is it a sanskar of yours, which it just happens to be something that is very, very useful?
Om Shanti. Every year, I look forward to meeting all Baba's double former children, because at one place, Madhupan, we are able to meet. These topics, etc., are secondary. Baba says your stage should be top class. And if I have to visit all these countries, take visas, passports, take this body, I think it won't be possible. You have to take just one visa to come here. But if I have to go all the places, very difficult. So I am always looking forward to this. First of all, you told me for how many years we are knowing each other.
35 years.
But you have not mentioned 3 months and 25 days. Okay? Now, the thing is, you have asked about natural. Natural is natural. You see, there cannot be, just as he said, Brij Mohan is Brij Mohan. Neville is Neville. Everyone is what they are.
Yeah, but there's something, I have a feeling that some of us, for quite a long time, when we become BKs, we try to be something that we're not. Whereas you seem to have a kind of beautiful self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. I wondered if that has something to do with this naturalness.
Anyone who tries to be something they are not, they can't be that artificial face for long. They have to revert to the natural. Supposing a person gets angry, for how long that person can be angry? Not forever. He got anger and anger will go. So he will become natural. You boil water, it becomes boiling. But take it off the fire, it will become natural. So I thought, why go in the by lanes? Let me be natural straight away. So that saves me a lot of time and energy.
To be gentle straight away?
To be natural straight away.
To be natural straight away?
Yes.
Yes.
So you don't have to do anything. There is a word called makeup. Now, what is the meaning of makeup? Most people do makeup.
You mean like?
Not only that, there are two types of makeup. One is this one. Other is when you are short of time, you are hurrying. The train is late, so it makes up. So like that. In any case, that is an abnormality. So let us be natural. Because even if the train makes up the time, and he arrives on time, all people who alight, they have different assignments. So some may have to still wait. So they arrive at 7 a.m. and the bank opens at 10. They arrive on time, but they have to wait for the bank to open. So this is a very sort of complex world. So the best thing in the complex world is to be simple and natural. Mm. Otherwise you will move in the waves. Sometimes you succeed, you are very happy. Other times you fail, you are unhappy. Mm. So there will be moods. Natural. Say, we are caught in traffic jam. Normally we are caught in traffic jams. Then what is our stage while we are waiting in the traffic jam? Normally a person will start thinking, oh, if I get late, then this will happen, and thereafter this will, and so on. Unlimited number of thoughts will arise. Mm-hmm. But if you are, some of people start honking the horn also, as if the traffic jam will be removed by horn. No. So, drama tells us. Drama is something which all the time is calling that we should be natural.
Hmm.
Otherwise we are little slipping from the drama.
In Kali Yuga, we've developed some sanskars of a limited kind, you know, that are not original to our nature, but which are like survival mechanisms. Like some people are very controlling, some people are very passive and, you know, develop dependencies and attachments. So all these different things come in at this time. So some of those sanskars have, it's almost like they've become part of our nature. So if you find yourself with something like that that you're not so happy with, how do you deal with that?
You know, when I joined my job, they have a physical test, checkup. So for me they wrote, eyesight natural with glasses. So, as life moves on in this imperfect world, so you know sometimes there is a lot of crowd, you can't move, so the crowd makes you to balance this way or that way. So naturally in this imperfect world, we have to take aids, helps and all that. Mm-hmm. The question is whether that dependency overrides me or I just take it as an aid.
Mm-hmm.
The closest example is this body. This is my resource. I have eyes, ears, you also have. I think everyone has. Now, the question is whether these eyes and ears are controlling me or I am controlling these eyes and ears. That's all.
Mm. So the same.
There is nothing wrong with taking help, aid, having all those things.
Right.
Because if it is storm, you take shelter. That is not a dependency. It's the need of the time. But the question is whether I am trying to be using these things as the controller or these things are overpowering me.
Right.
Then supposing the light and fan go off. Now, what will be my stage? I start thinking, oh, I can live only with light and fan, or let it be natural. In the night, I myself switch off the light. So if it is switched off by nature, what is wrong with it? You see?
So you've given us a very important clue about this quality that you have, which I feel is one reason why you've had such a leading role in the Yagya, which is this self-acceptance. So if there is something that is a sanskar there that is part of your survival in Kali Yuga, well, okay, as long as it doesn't control you. You may use it may be there sometimes, but that it shouldn't control you. So that's a really useful distinction, not to try to suppress or remove a tendency completely.
And even if there is a situation of the circumstance being more powerful than me,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't get disturbed, because as per drama, I am being given a test to become more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm.
generally what we do is, we get disturbed because others are not what I wish them to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the general thing. If I take for granted that they will be what they will be, I won't get disturbed.
So, in those 35 years, 3 months and 4 days that I've known you...
you are still missing the hours.
I would say that you... I would say that you're the Brijmohan that I knew all that time ago is still very much the Brijmohan that I know today. So, has there been any...
I have made no improvement. You are very right.
Well, perhaps there wasn't any need for any improvement. No, but has there been any change in your own sanskars over your lifetime?
Brother, the thing is, the sanskars are already recorded in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just replaying.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what we call improvement, first of all, I must get rid of the debt on my soul, the burden on my soul, of the past sanskaras which became unnatural due to the time factor.
Time factor?
Yes.
Just the length of time through the kalpa?
Yes. Even in this life, the time factor has made my body 84 years young. So therefore, time factor I can't avoid. But if I de-link the time factor from myself and I act according to the time, in accordance with, I will be normal and happy. The change will be brought by the time factor. I can't change the whole world from bad to good. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, because I have been given the knowledge that good times are coming. So I live in these times, not in conflict with what these times require, but also I try to prepare for the next era, because there only I can go if I qualify for those conditions like that. So it becomes natural. If I try to strike and think that no, this world is bad, I don't like it, then I will be disturbed.
So it's an acceptance of yourself and of this world.
Otherwise also you have to accept. Willy-nilly you have to accept. So I have accepted it once for all.
Or let me put it this way, if there was a tendency in yourself that you're not happy with, if you observe some tendency in yourself that you really feel it does cause you trouble, what's the best way of dealing with that?
I welcome such situations because it is for me to draw happiness from everything and anything, and to lose my happiness even under adverse or favorable conditions. Happiness is an attitude.
So that would be your main way of dealing with some sanskar that you wanted to change, that you would bring, you would welcome it, you would be happy about the fact that it was showing itself.
The thing is, if we are agitated about anything that we don't like and try to fight with it, the opposite situation will also get empowered to fight with me, naturally. If I develop some quarrel with you, or I do something which you don't like, you will not sit alone, because you will find some way to do that. So I avoid that. Even if there is something, I love that quietly, very good, very good. Because that way it is easy to detach. Because if you are non-stick, nothing will stick on to you. But if you are super glue, then it becomes difficult. Mm. So remain non-stick always. Mm. So you are happy.
Can I ask you about the question of honesty? Daddy Janki was talking recently about the need to check ourselves very deeply, because there can be some sanskars which might be causing trouble for other people, but we're not aware of them ourselves, you know, in ourselves. Some sanskars of limitation, but you think that you're right and you don't realize that it's like a glass ceiling. You're trying to push through, but you can't see what it is that's blocking you. How do you deal with sanskars like that? Is there any process for dealing with hidden sanskars?
Dadi Janki uses words like barrier, blockage, mm-hmm. Like burden and so on. Mm-hmm. All these are of the same family, but basically. First of all, we must admit or understand that this is an imperfect world. So if I seek perfection in an imperfect world, I will have all the obstacles, all the barriers, all the obstructions. So when I know this is an imperfect world, so I should, because I know it is an imperfect world, many of those may not know. So they will behave in their own way. But because I know this is like that in advance, foreknowledge is a good thing. So Baba has given us foreknowledge of the future so clearly. So much so that if some big disaster is going to happen, your neighbor will come to you, neighbor bhai, what your Baba says about this? They know that we are empowered about the future. So when we know about the future, generally what happens is we broadly know about the future, like the macro situation. But for small things, we are not able to apply that to our daily situations. This is the thing. Sometimes Baba says you are far good in your far sight, but your narrow sight is weak, like that. Mm. So if we can admix the two, have a glasses, you know, which is like that. Huh?
Seeing the broad picture.
Such glasses are available that they automatically change.
Very focused.
So we have known the third eye, that one, the problem is solved.
Mm. But how would you acquire those glasses, you know, to see the small things that you're missing otherwise, if you're making efforts to see beauty in others, to remind yourself that they're good behind the other sanskars, not thinking about others for the moment, but still on the self. What about if there are these things that you're not really aware of in yourself?
It is learning by experience. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you remember that long back I had an operation of my kidney.
Mm, I do.
With laser in Ahmedabad. Mm. And I thought it will be a very easy process, but it is more troubling than the cutting process.
Really?
So I was down, and I had to go to Australia or somewhere. And because of that situation, 3 days later, I had to go. So I decided that why I should go in this condition, and there I will be maybe not be able to normally behave, work. So I had decided to cancel that. And you had met me in Pandav Bhavan, in my room. And you said, no, brother, there is a lot of programs, this and that, and you go. Okay, it's a real life story. Achha. So I thought, yes, why I am thinking that I am unable or this, it is in the drama. So many souls are thinking that I am coming. So why not take advantage of their pull? Mm. And also Baba is on me. So I decided to go. And I tell you, I didn't have even a headache during all that period. Mm. Because sometimes Baba keeps your karmic account pending while you are on service. And it doesn't allow that to come. And later on, you can settle it in easy installments.
Mm.
That is the thing.
So your answer there really is remain open, take the signals from others.
Yes.
Not be stubborn about...
Because I was going to act in one way, but something happened, external factor. And that helped me to work the other way, and I learned that no, I shouldn't think of my limitations. I should think of, you know, the power of the good wishes of others, because they have arranged programs, halls, auditoriums, everything. So there is that pull of that thing.
Yes.
Just as in this world, now you know there is a gravitational pull. All of us are here because this is made of the elements, and they are all subject to gravitation. If the soul wants to go to Paramdham, it has to detach, and then only it can move. Any gravitational pull, you give me a gift, and I think my rose is lying on the table, I forgot it, I will come back. So we are all pulled, and howsoever fast we may move, we will be only on the surface of the earth, like a fastest motor car, faster than even a helicopter speed, but here only. That one has a different engine. So therefore, anything of this world which we get attached to will take us to the graveyard. Because this gravity, all the things that we have acquired, will we have to shed. So we have to try to shed it while we are alive. We can detach, because ultimately we have to shed per force. Why not do it voluntarily? So the best thing is you enjoy the whole world, move around. I never plan that I have to go there and here. No. Because that means my interests or something. I leave it to the drama, and whenever it happens, I don't withdraw. I say, okay. And that way, it is helping me to keep detached.
Wow. You see. That's amazing.
Yes. Anyone can do it.
You're making yourself more likely to align with the way the drama wants you to move, and that will bring you blessings.
Yes, otherwise, you know, if I become selective, I start choosing my role. I can't choose other people, but I can choose God. What will happen? That I will have certain likes, and I will be attracted by those likes. Say, someone is a good singer. Very good singer. Don't ask me to sing song because I'm singing.
<Going to.
laughs> So, I will have some inclination that someone asked me to sing, because I have that. And I will be starving if I am not asked to sing on appropriate occasions. People think that a thirsty person needs water. But water has also the thirst that someone should drink with, that we miss, you see. So therefore, what I do is, not only those things which I think are not good for me, I avoid. I also avoid some of the things which can attract me. Unless the drama asks me, sir, you have asked me, all of you, to be interviewed, I will be neutral. But if I am put on the operation table, I am ready. You can do anything rough and tough with me, because I am in this situation. I neither am afraid of the operation table, nor I am attracted by anything. I try to do that.
That's a wonderful one.
Because the soul, basically I am a soul. If I get attracted to anything of these elements, I am only collecting them to send it to the grave finally.
Okay, let me ask a bit more about dealing with sanskars in others, because the question of acceptance comes up there too. If you find yourself repeatedly upset by someone else's behavior, might be aggressive or it might be neglectful or whatever, what should you do if you find yourself repeatedly upset by someone else's behavior? And, you know, it is actually something where they're society might generally agree that they are being aggressive or they are being neglectful.
Basically, to be upset or not to be upset is my choice. You see, if someone tries to upset me, why should I get upset? Let them try. Let them try it and they let them get tired of trying, then they will never try again. You see, for example, what does a magician do? A worldly magician, he makes things appear from nowhere and makes things disappear. So I am inside here, and if somebody starts insulting me and ears are listening that insult, I disappear. I go to London, I go to Piccadilly Circle, this and that, and when he is tired I reappear. Then how can he upset me?
It's wonderful. Yeah, that's real magic.
Yes, it is magic.
For the magician, that's
and
really
we all,
good tip.
We all have this magical power. What happens when a cat pounces on a pigeon, for example? You are seeing next question or?
No, I'm okay. Listening. Yeah.
What happens if a cat pounces on a pigeon? Pigeon instantly gets frightened and closes the eyes. So the cat has its way. But pigeon has wings. If pigeon is not affected by the outside influence, easy can fly to the roof and the cat can't reach there.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have the capacity to disappear, but somehow we start listening and it goes on disturbing you and then you feel upset.
Mm-hmm.
Anything challenging that comes, a champion, what does the champion do? He says, come on. And is there any other one also? Let him also come on. And then he is called a champion. If Baba's children are not champions, then who else can be?
Mm-hmm.
They are only champion in one field, and we are all-round champions. That is the thing. But don't let others know that you are a champion. You know, otherwise they will find some loophole. So it is always better to be simple, underground, ordinary. That is the thing.
That would, I can see that...
If I am given a medal of a champion, I start wearing it, that will be start of my losing that state.
Right, yes. So that's the strength in yourself.
Inner sense, yes.
That stops you getting upset with others. But, okay, leave aside getting upset. What about if someone is doing something that is damaging to...
Let me add one thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are two sides of the word upset. Some of us remains well set, but they upset others.
Mm.
That part also has to be seen.
Mm.
Some of us try that I have to remain undisturbed.
Mm.
Doesn't matter what happens to others.
Mm.
But that is not, that's a destructive way of trying to be constructive.
Mm.
So, I have to like, you know, water. We can learn from all these elements. Water is very flexible and fluid. It can get the shape of any vessel you put it into. In that way, you don't upset anyone and then you pass through them. We have got unlimitedness of water and fluidity of water and air. It's free of everything. It can enter anywhere, go like that. Sky, unlimited. So like that, those are in a limited sense here. But if we use them in the unlimited sense, you will really enjoy the grandness of all the nature and this. But Baba has given us the knowledge to use it.
You mean part of the magic that you might perform?
Yes.
Would be to be like the elements, different elements?
As per the situation.
Right.
You can be as hard as a rock.
Hmm.
And you can be as fluid as water, and you can be as like air, flying stage.
It's very like a ninja. It's very skilled to be like that.
No skill is required. As soon as you get into skills, you will become limited. The birds don't require any skill to fly. They can fly at full speed, low speed. They can have the wings stable like the planes of today. They can come down. A monkey can climb to the next branch by exactly calculating, I have to go there. It all happens naturally. It doesn't learn the skills.
Mm.
I may have to learn the skills of a monkey to be like that.
Mm. But you're saying that these skills to...
Naturally, inside.
They're there in all of us.
Human soul is, you know, the best creation of Almighty.
Yeah.
I can behave like a monkey also, as required, you know.
Yes. So, what about a situation where you see that someone that you're living with, or your service companion, or something to do with the godly family, and they're doing something that is damaging, something that doesn't seem right to you, you know, and maybe you're right that what they're doing is damaging. It's not right. How do you deal with someone who has sanskars that are actually causing trouble like that?
We have all lived in the ungodly families. So a person who can drive in the busiest street, for him it is very easy to drive in a seat between the godly families, at least better than the other families. So it is very easy because we are all trying to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, here it is easier to deal with them. The only thing is, what we call damage. First of all, let us define the word damage. What is damage?
Well,
to my mind, what is damage?
Say somebody is doing things for selfish motives.
Okay. Very good. Because the greatest tragedy is that people cannot do anything with selfish motive. They don't know the self. So their motive will be not selfish at all. I wish all of us could be truly selfish.
Okay.
So there is no such motive as selfish. It is ulterior motive. Huh? Yes. Huh?
But I think you're being a monkey now and jumping on a different branch.
And I want you to be also like that because you are the interviewer. You have to be a smarter monkey.
I've got to be a smarter monkey.
Okay.
So now I want to come back to this idea that there would be people sometimes doing things that, you know, especially for you because you have authority and a senior, and looking out over this family, if you see something happening that you think is really not right, in the sense that it's damaging to Baba's task. It might be through some kind of selfishness. It's not really taking Baba's task forward, but it might be attracting others and creating difficulties like that.
Even in a lucky family, there are people who are doing damage to the respect of the Anna. What is the result of the effort they make? Nothing. They do what they do. That is how the world has been coming down. In this family also, not that we should be careless, we should ignore all those things, I am not saying that. The question is, what is my stage? Depending upon the situation, we all know what to do in situations where someone is doing damage. The weak souls, what they do, they see someone is doing some damage, but they don't report, thinking that this person will not be on good terms with me. There are others who are ready to face the consequences of telling the person, you are doing wrong.
Mm.
And they don't bother for that. But still, the person is doing that thing as per the sanskars. That person thinks there is nothing wrong with it, although you can see. Broadly speaking, we have got all the systems to do what in what situation. But the question here is of my stage. You know, if the first thing a knowledge tells us is right and wrong. this is right, this is wrong. And we get on the side of the right. And as a result, we start looking wrong, more of wrong, because earlier we didn't know right and wrong. Now I know it is right and wrong. So I always try to take the side of the right. And because there is more wrong in this world, anywhere. You know, if you take a bucket of dirty water, it's dirty water, and you are trying to purify it. This is the Brahmin family. Now they will be doing wrong. Please excuse me, I am not calling. We are now much changed from that. But we are. This is what purification. I know right and wrong. But to keep my stage stable, I should rise above right and wrong. I know I should do my best, but I should not, if it is something is happening, it is also as per drama, because Baba says, in the whole of the next two golden age and silver age, you require servers, you require servants, you require disposers of the dead bodies and so on. So from where will they come? So although they are eligible for crown and throne, but they are losing it. Baba puts the entire our inheritance in our pocket. The only thing is we should keep it, grow it and not leak it out. So they are doing it. Howsoever you may try, we are only human souls. Baba is also trying, and Baba knows, doesn't say that a terminal patient is there and we should leave it. No, up to the last you have to keep that patient comfortable. But you know very well so that this will happen. So this is happening. I should not be disturbed, and I should try to do my best. The only thing is, when we have such questions, we think we are getting disturbed because we are on the right side. This person is an obstruction to attain our goal. We will attain despite all these obstructions. That is Baba's guarantee, and we also know. So no problem.
So to increase your capacity to feel that there's no problem, you would use Jnana and Yoga, really? Would that be it?
No, it's a stage. Jnana and Yoga are our basic nourishment.
Yes.
But applying that means you rise above.
Right. But
But
to rise above...
It's a question of attitude and consciousness. You carefully think whether I should go in the right and wrong thing, into the struggle of that, or rise above.
I see. So it's a click in understanding. Don't you think, though, that... I mean, my experience is that negative sanskars fire up more if I'm unhappy. So if I'm regular with my study and yoga, that sort of charges my battery, and then my negative sanskars don't emerge so much.
No, Baba has said this is one part of it. Even in the latest Murli that we listened to on the 8th, Baba has told us many levels of increasing our power. One is that, as you are saying, making our own effort to collect elevated or more spiritual power. That is only one part of it. There are other things also. That is to say, there is some pills to be taken internally to cure me, but there are external applications also. So question is of applying. So if you are doing something within yourself, in your own shell, that is one part of it. But if you come out and Baba says, you only think of cooperation, okay? I have to cooperate. Finish. No questioning that this person deserves my cooperation, this person deserves less cooperation, this person appreciates me, so I over cooperate with that. No. Cooperation. That will earn you lot of, you know, blessings. And then Baba says that is one part, because the others come and you cooperate. Within myself also, Baba has told the third dimension, that if I entirely am surrendered, it means I have surrendered my thoughts, my action, everything. A surrendered person cannot seek or ask. He is surrendered. And surrendered to whatever. To Baba, to the family, to the everything. So if I am surrendered and I don't raise my head, I will be very happy. That is the best way. People will think that in this situation we are doing this, but this person is not doing this. For instance, I go to a shop to buy a dress for me, okay? Again, he is looking to the next question.
No. You go to a shop, yeah.
No, I can't. Yeah. You know, relate. I can't relate to them because my chair is like this. So I have to relate, you know, otherwise I am talking to Blair. Thing is, I go to a shop to buy a dress. I am a Brahma.
To buy?
My dress, clothing.
Right. Yeah.
This happened with me first time I went to the New York. I normally took my normal dress. But as I arrived, they said, you have to go to a public program and you have not brought proper dress. They sent one sister with me to a department store to buy a dress for me. That was my first experience of dresses. Now, there were so many cabins and all that, so thousands of dresses, samples in the hanging. Some had a dog collar, some had a this and that. So I got very confused. I was thinking of running away from that place, actually, honestly speaking. Similarly, if a BK, Brahma Kumar or Kumari, goes for buying something and people are there, they know this is a white dress person with a badge. They will carefully watch how I select, how much time I spend to select the dresses naturally. So if I just go and focus, I require this thing, I call and quickly I do the bargain. That is also service. But if I am just like the worldly people, I have to buy curtains and I start looking 100 type of curtains, then that will not do that service. So Baba says, each and every activity, even the shoes that you wear, if you want to test, see what is the stage of Brahma Kumaris and Kumari, just watch their shoes outside and you can understand, you know, this thing. I remember in India we have a committee, BK's committee for planning. So once you know these glasses with golden sides became the fashion. I just entered that committee meeting and found out of 12, 8 were wearing that. So how up to date we are with fashion, you know, but that is only artificial gold. So therefore, all these things matter, bit by bit. You have to be living comfortably but totally detached. That will give you that detachment that you can magically disappear, you can appear, otherwise not. Otherwise you will be sitting, I want to disappear, I want, but you won't.
Yes, that's one of the most appealing things that you've offered us, this idea of being the magician who can just use these different powers to rise above the situations as they come.
Supposing it becomes very hot, very hot. Normally the people say it's very hot like that. And you mentally disappear. And you go to a place which is very cool and comfortable, you sit there. It won't affect you, the heat won't affect you. Because you are on the medical side, you have been doing. The soul has the power to create thoughts which are the coolest. So that you lie down, nobody can lift you. Soul has the power of enthusing yourself and you become so happy and that. But today we are influenced by external factors or planned movement to enthuse us. Just as you play music of dance and we start feeling like. But without that also, if I can dance, that will be natural dance. And this is going to happen in Golden Age. People are dancing. So that natural thing can come only if I, all the jnana, etc., I work on myself with others and understanding. Baba has given a lot of understanding of the drama. So I have no conflict or no quarrel about, question about anybody's stage. But Baba says all have their part, role to play. They are all different. If I try to change someone's role, you know, in India they have Ram Leela, where they make a big Ravan, very frightening Ravan, and a very nice person as a Lakshman who is all the time smiling. Ravan has big moustache and all that. So if I go to Ravan and say, why don't you become like Lakshman? And he agrees, Ram Leela won't be performed.
Bhishma is giving us a different, or giving me, a different sense about surrender. Because, you know, often surrender sounds like, you know, in the Western context, it's a white flag, it means you've been defeated.
Yes.
And it doesn't have such strong connotations of joy or freedom. It's almost like you might be putting yourself into someone else's power. You know, you surrender to an enemy. And I think sometimes surrender, you know, we hear about a surrendered sister or a surrendered brother. We see them leading a very dry life sometimes, exactly. You know, and we think, I don't want to live like that. So there's some adjustment in our understanding about surrender, perhaps.
No, even in that white flag surrender, which is not normally in the world, when the adversary is more powerful and you are going to be hurt and damaged by confronting, it is better to surrender because you are saving yourself from a bigger power damage. Similarly, if we do that, Maya is very powerful these days, Maya is omnipresent, Maya even in this hall is there. Maya is there in this hall also. So, we have to surrender, because that way to fight, we will be losing our energy and time and we won't be victorious. Mm-hmm. So surrender is victory.
Yes.
In certain situations.
Yes.
And if we do that, so we are actually victorious while people think I am defeated.
What then creates this impression of that some of us have of surrender being, you know, surrender in the BK context being something where you have lost freedom rather than gained it?
Actually, all of us voluntarily surrender. No one forces me to surrender. At that point of time when I surrender, I know that this world is so bad and doing harm to me, all the relations are so on. So, in a very optimistic way I surrender. But then what happens is, like a girl getting married and going to the in-laws, there the whole thing is different. So after surrender, they find difficult to adjust because the situation there was different. That's why they feel difficulty. So it is natural. But if one knows, I am voluntarily surrendering, and nothing good will be taken away from me, if something I am asked not to do, it will be in my interest. And later on I will feel. First time I went to Brahma Kumaris, long back, that was Bhog Day. My father was in it, so he took me also, and all the bhikkhus thought, another one has come, good. So they told me to partake in the bhojan. I sat down. So slowly and at a very slow speed, one sister came. She kept glasses in front of everyone. There were 16 people or so. I was eager to eat now. Then another one came and very leisurely she placed the plates in front of her. I'm still waiting and becoming impatient. Another one came and she put water in all the glasses. I can't drink unless I eat something. Then slowly they brought hot vegetables and this and that. And by the time the last person was given, my vegetable became cold. Then they brought the roti and all those things. Even then, the plate is full, you can't eat. Then someone tells you, now please you can remember Baba and eat. So I thought, as a young college boy, I said, in the plane they serve like playing cards. Anywhere you go, quickly they serve you. And what is this? I felt very uneasy. But later on I learned that that is a slowing down process. First time I felt, you know, slowly I thought, if they are telling me that food is hot, but sometimes you have to take cold food also, doesn't matter. I should be warm inside. So therefore, this is a slowing down process. And once you start enjoying the benefits of slowing down, then you understand the damages of the fast life. You know, we are so impatient that there is a multi-story building, the lift is coming, but they will have a chocolate shop by the side. Because till the lift comes, the fellow feels uneasy, he goes and does something. So this is our situation. We talk of peace, but it is most difficult to stay in peace. This is the situation. So these processes, once we appreciate them, then we start giving it respect.
So
this is why the changeover, there are teething troubles. In the changeover, there are teething troubles. Teething troubles.
Cleaning?
Teething.
Teething troubles.
Yes.
And teething troubles in the changeover. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
My English is poor, but you know.
No, my hearing is going.
Pronunciation is also different. But never mind wrong.
So, a number of the things that you've shared have been like clicks of understanding, not a long process, just understand this and change. There is also an aspect which we just have time to touch on.
Excuse me, I missed one part of your question. People think that they lose their independence when they surrender.
Yes.
They were more independent when they were on their own. They could choose to read Murli, they could come to class, choose to lie down or sleep or do whatever. Here, there are certain disciplines. Let us take worldly situation. In the West, there is more of tendency to be independent. And they say, any bird, its offspring, it will leave it to its own as soon as it is able to do that. They don't cling on to the whole thing, everywhere. Now, in practical situation, if I am independent, means I am on my own. I leave my family, I fight with them, take a room, and start my job and all that. It is independence, freedom, I can do anything. But what I am doing in practice is, from morning to evening, everything I have to do myself. And I call I am independent. I have become totally dependent. If I am sick someday, nobody is going to ask me. But if I am in a joint system, then I do my bit. I remember that I had gone to a double foreigner center long, long back. So all of them were working. And I saw they had hired one maid to clean the carpets, etc. So I asked them, how much you pay to this maid? They said, so much. Then I asked them, what salaries you are getting? I said, if you surrender this one, who is getting less salary, get rid of the outside maid. You will be saving. She is your own family member. And then they thought of that. Because they thought, the other, in India what we do, anywhere in any organization, if you have got a setup, each one gets a little bit of role. Say, I am a gatekeeper, I will be only a gatekeeper. I cook, I will be only cooking. Whatever. And rest of it is provided to me. So, is that independence or is that independence?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, here, when you surrender, you are not surrendering even to an ordinary organization or a good management. You are surrendering to Almighty. And we all have experience that without our knowing how best Baba is providing to us, how Baba is saving us from certain situation, all controlled from there. So therefore, if we appreciate that, for instance, I was a big officer in the worldly sense, but what would I have done as a big officer? I would have retired one day. Here there is no retirement. Mm. Secondly, I have seen whole of the world as a BK. That company might have sent me to some country in which they are interested.
Mm.
So all limitations are broken.
Mm.
It is for us to get as much as we can, but not in the limited sense.
Mm.
That is the Baba's inheritance.
Mm.
And in that Murli Baba is very much described. That you get inheritance, you work on yourself, you get, collect your thing, then you cooperate with others, you collect your thing, then by entire your lifestyle actions, you get lot of strength, and then there is Baba's Vardhan also. You can ask, anyone can ask Vardhan from Baba with nothing to return. Another thing, there is give and take. You have to be a good student, you have to be a good follower, good side, no. Vardhan means state. But then that Vardhan also has to be used. If you read that Murli, the last line of the Baba is Vardhan.
Mm-hmm.
That is the fourth dimension of our getting a lot with little effort.
Mm-hmm. Finally, you've mentioned how you use Baba's teachings, Baba's wisdom, Baba's systems. What about the actual relationship with Baba in helping you to overcome or deal with sanskars of limitation in yourself and others? How do you use Baba in that way?
Actually, sanskars, I'm making it very simplified. Sanskar is a very complex thing. And we all have old sanskar still, because if we get rid of that, we will be not in this body.
Mm.
The question is, fit sanskars to bring out, activate and utilize.
Mm-hmm.
So if I start utilizing my new clothes, my old clothes I may not discard, but they are lying there unused. They are just like not being there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing. So what we do, some of us have the habit that let us keep the new ones and try to use the old ones because they are old ones. So I feel comfortable with that. Some people are comfortable with old clothes, old shoes. New ones sometimes bites. So for practical purposes, all the time if you only think, our Gyan Yoga, it's a normal our study. It's our normal spiritual diet, nourishment, every day we get.
Mm-hmm.
But use them, there is rest of the whole time is to use those things.
Mm.
Yeah, you are traveling, you are in a big queue, all these situations will be there. So in those situations, you just apply it because it is magical, godly knowledge. You will feel very comfortable. Not normally comfort, more than normal, because you are consciously doing it.
Mm. So it's godly knowledge in your intellect and awareness, applying that diligently.
To the situations.
That's how Baba allows you to emerge new sanskars. The original sanskars.
And so far my connection with Baba is concerned, I also used to ask many, am I doing my yoga correctly? Does my yoga reach Baba? So once a sister asked Baba, Avyakta Baba, I was also present. Baba, I am having yoga with you, does it reach you? So Baba said that, do you feel that you are getting power? She said, sometimes. Baba said, sometimes at least. So that feeling you can make it permanent also. But I have made it more simplified. Once I met a Muslim gentleman. He told me, if I cannot see Allah because He is incorporeal, but Allah can see me all the time. So I got a lesson from that. At least Baba is all, Baba says, after 5,000 years you have met me, and I have to get all my love to you in little time. How much I will be showering on you? Yeah. Baba doesn't get a chance to shower love on us, accepting little portion of Sangam. So I believe that once we become Baba's children, we are on Baba's computer. And Baba is all the time, and automatically doing what? Baba has to watch. Baba says, sometime I can watch on television what you can do, but I don't. Automatically, our course is being corrected and all that. We know that some power is there, and it is naturally happening.
Thank you very much, Bhishma. There has been a request that you should
sing a song,
yes.
I knew that is coming.
Is there a song that might relate to what you've been sharing? Something that you tell us the meaning and then you could share some.
It will require six songs.
Six?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you have asked me so many questions.
Well,
almost, huh? It requires a whole album of songs.
Just one then.
You know, I have learnt one thing, and that is how to grow your income. Baba says, use it. As a senior brother, many people give me tollies. Earlier I used to think, good, these tollies are for me, I am senior brother. But then I thought, this is concentrated maya. Sometimes I used to even keep a good tolly for myself. I won't eat, but I for consolation. Then I thought it is concentrated maya. So I started distributing it, so that the maya gets distributed and I am not influenced, you know. Otherwise, something happened to that tolly, disappeared, I will start asking, where is that good tolly? So therefore, in this context, I can sing if they also sing. So it will be distributed. They also sing. Okay?
So what lines should we sing?
Oh no, it will be very easy. All the souls sing, the words don't matter. Some people copy words, some people copy dogs, some people copy chicken and those. So we can also copy, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I will sing a simple four lines, if you like eight lines, if you like 16 lines, as per their time. So we have to repeat.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good. Very good, thank you. Thank you very much.